All right. I'm trying to get a few things, more things together here. So we're going to see how this works again tonight. Welcome to this Grandma's Life podcast. And I'm working again to do a live stream, but I'm also trying to figure out how to actually record this on the side. I don't know. I've got two or three things going here. When you're old, it takes a lot of work to learn how to do things. But we are here, and I am grateful to be here. Let me find my notes, and we can get started. Here we go. Yes, we got this. All right. This is November 7th, 2022, and this is episode 6, Too Old to Set Goals. When do you get too old to set goals? We'll cover that topic after a bit and kind of flesh it out and see what we think. But the quote of the day, which I thought was really cool, when I was looking for the quote, this seemed to fit just right. It says, "Don't fear failure so much that you refuse to try new things. The saddest summary of a life contains three descriptions: could have, might have, and should have." Louise E. Boone. I'm going to read that one for you again because it's got a little, it's in depth and it's got a little bit of length to it too, though. Don't fear failure so much that you refuse to try new things. The saddest summary of a life contains three descriptions: could have, might have, and should have. And that was from Louise E. Boone. So I think that goes along with thinking about setting goals and what to, how to feel about that. But we'll move on to farm happenings. Oh, my gosh, guys, I am trying to take apart this bathroom so that I can put a bigger where we are. As most of you know, we're in a $2,500 mobile home that we bought, and it has a lot of damage, has a lot of things going with it. And, you know, what do you do? Do the best you can. Well, the shower that's in the room over here, just to my side here, is big enough for a toilet and it's big enough for a shower. And the shower, I think it's like 31, 32 inches. And I was under the mistaken thing that I think, well, you know, since I'm going to have to be redoing it anyway, I'll go ahead and make a bigger shower. So I got a 48-inch shower to put in there, which means I need to expand this wall some. And so I was going to do the whole wall, bring the whole wall out about a foot, whatever the difference is between them, and then put the bigger shower in. That would also give me more room in the toilet, maybe even put a little shelf in there or something, you know, because the vanity part is outside of the bathroom. And so I was thinking, well, I can just expand it out a few inches or a foot, whatever it is, and just have the old vanity was a big old long two sinker, and I bought a smaller one that has, I mean, it's still a nice size. It's not one of those little ones, but it is a only one sink in it, and pretty good cabinet space on each side of it. So I thought, well, that's going to be nice. And I started dismantling the walls. And what I'm trying to do is just, I'm learning as I go. You know, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'm moving a wall. It's no big deal. I've already figured out for the pipes. And because I know, and I've got them disconnected underneath. And then I realized that I've got to figure out for electricity. And it looks like they're from the ceiling. So I'm not sure how that's going to work, but we'll figure that out when the time comes too. But I ran into a different thing. I have a pipe, a vent pipe that goes literally all the way from underneath the house, all the way through this wall, all the way into through the roof. And I'm thinking, I can't move that wall. It's over here next to the toilet. So I can't move that. I mean, because I can move the wall. Let's face it. I can either move the wall. This is a trailer house. It's not like there's an attic space or anything in there. It's just basically just a little gap. And so I could try to reroute the pipe going up and then go out the same hole, or I can patch the hole in, take the whole pipe out, move the wall over, and make a new hole in the roof, and then bring the vent up. I don't want to do that. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to leave the one wall in place. It's next to the toilet. and just leave it there. I mean, obviously, all of it's going to have to come out because the subflooring is so bad. It's really almost like it's dangerous. But I've got to take all of it out and take it straight down to the subflooring and then remove the subflooring and replace the subflooring underneath the toilet was so rotten that the previous landowner, well, the he owned it, but he rented the house out. He basically put a piece of plywood on top of the old subflooring, and even that's beginning to sag. It's getting to be bad enough. So I've got to take all of that out and then try to redo the wall after I put the new subflooring in and cut holes for the toilet and shower. And the shower holes are even going to be different, to a different place too. And I thought, oh, I can handle that part of it. That's no big deal. But this one wall, I'm not going to be able to move it. So basically, instead of having one wall that goes all the way across with a door that we could close, I'm going to have to keep the one with the vent pipe in place and expand the other one where the shower is. But if I do that, I'm not going to be able to have a closing door. I can't have a door that I can close into that room. And since this is in the master bedroom, I don't think I care really that much. I've come to some conclusions about a few things anyway, and I don't think I care if I have an actual door going into that room. So that's what I'm trying to do now, and it's going slowly because I'm trying to learn as I go, trying to figure out making sure I'm not irreparably tearing something up. And then I don't know what I'm going to do with it. So it's going to be slow going. And actually, some of the walls, some of that stuff, I can reuse a bunch of this stuff too. If you think about it, the tuba boards, they haven't been outside. They haven't been, there might be some rotting on some of the bottoms of them where there's been some water damage and stuff. But as a general rule, I might be able to reuse a bunch of this lumber, which is great with me. So we'll have to see. But I'm doing it slowly. It's going slowly. And I feel like a failure going so slowly and trying to figure things out as I go. But you know what? I'm not going to let it stop me. My three things today. I did pretty good today. I went to Zumba. It was an excellent one. She played the best songs. I overdid, had a good time, you know, and got my exercise. I've definitely got my steps in for the day, but I had a good time. Also, at the church I go to, I sit up the election booths and prepare for tomorrow's election. So I go into one of the guys' Bible school classrooms. Basically, poor guy, I have to dismantle it. Well, I don't know why I say poor guy, because I'm going to be putting it back together before he has class again. But one of the classrooms, I dismantle the whole thing and get it set up for the elections. And I do that on Mondays. I go up there on Tuesdays and make sure that they can get to the people who will work it, have access to a refrigerator for their lunches and stuff. Because that's a long day for them. I mean, they're literally there from 7 o'clock in the morning till after 7 o'clock at night, frequently without any breaks, basically. So I make sure they can get to the refrigerator and they know where to find what they need there. And then on Wednesday, I tear everything back down, put all the election booth stuff away and put Lee's classroom back together again. And then my other thing, my third thing for tonight is tonight's podcast. Oh, man, I tell you what, I was kind of under the wire. I've been running it. I mean, I have things in my head. And I put notes in my phone, and I try to put things together. But I looked up, and I thought, I'm not ready. I don't have everything, like, written down. I don't have anything organized, and I don't know if I've got everything hooked up right and stuff. So, and I may not. I may not have everything hooked up. It says that I'm on live, so I'm good with that. And been going for 9 minutes and 10 seconds. So we're that part, I think, is okay. I don't know if my Audacity is recording. I believe it is. And I've got my notes. So I think I'm okay. I think we're good to go here. What I'm reading. I wanted to finish. I finished this book, you know, a week or so ago, The Opposite of Gray by Shay Ray Stevens. And I love her, but I have just a little bit more that I want to read of her stuff. Just a few more excerpts of it. And then I'll be done with that book. And I got other things to read to you next time too. So on page 208, unease filled his belly, a slow drip like a leaky faucet. That's so descriptive. I love it. Let me find the next one. On 249, it says, some believe that people do good because it makes them feel good. I don't believe that. The truth is, good people don't feel good. Good people sacrifice their sanity to help others because good people know their help might not even work. I don't feel good. Not anymore. And I can't explain that to you because I want you to read this book. It really is a good book, guys. Okay. On page 263, the cabin was silent. The morning sun was bright through the windows, but she knew it was cold. The frosty grass looked like a quilt of glitter in the yard. And here's the last one on page 290. Dawn was so crisp, she felt like the air might shatter if she exhaled too hard. She tried not to breathe. She couldn't have anything else break right now. So I just loved it. I love her stuff. It was cool. I told her I'd like to write a review for her book, as she says that you can do it on Amazon. And I went and actually saw a couple other people who had written reviews of her book that I recognized their names. I thought that was really cool too. So this, like I said, this is the last time I'm going to read this. So this is called The Opposite of Gray by Shay Ray Stevens. Love her stuff. Just love it. Okay. Now let's talk about what's on my mind. I have been participating and we just got started. I just got started on a mastermind group with Ken Esch with Constructive Liberty Podcast. And he's on constructiveliberty.com. And so we're this month, what I'm doing is listening on audio every morning. It's cool because it's only like 40 minutes long. What's it called? The Secret? The Strangest Secret, that's what it's called. So I've been listening to The Strangest Secret every morning, and it talks about setting goals, and it talks about focusing on a goal. Create one goal and make one goal and then focus on that to the best of your ability. And I've been thinking about that. You know, we all have a lot of, I hope you do, I really hope you have goals to work toward. I want to see you have goals to have work toward, but sometimes I believe I have made so many goals that are all kind of intertwined and stuff, you know, but, you know, like I would love to be able to retire Tom. I would like to start making enough money where I could retire Tom. I love my property out here. I want to make this a functional working property that makes us money, you know, whether it's for Hip Camp or I'd like to start being able to do some workshops and stuff out here. There's a lot of things I'd like to be able to do. I've got a vineyard. I could beautify it and make it where if people were in Hip Camp, they can go walk through my vineyard and enjoy the walk. Hopefully, I don't know. And one of my major goals right now is just to make sure that my family can eat no matter what happens with the rest of the world. And so I work daily to make sure that I have enough food. I hope that I have enough food to feed my family if things don't go well. And so those are several goals just right there. So how do you focus on just one goal? And so I had written to Ken this morning and said, okay, this is what I'm trying to figure out how to do this. And he explained to me, and he put it on his podcast too. It was really cool. He was talking about goals being like a pyramid. You have the one goal that's the tip of your pyramid, and everything below it is a portion of that one goal. And I thought, oh yeah, and that clicked. But then again, it's kind of funny. As soon as he said that to me, or you know, wrote it back and I read it, I thought, oh, I know what my one goal is. I mean, it may change, but right now my one goal is, because one of my goals I had stated too is I wanted to do a permaculture place. I wanted to make this place beautiful so that we're in an area where people graze a lot of cattle and stuff. And we are overgrazed this year in a lot of ways, but I don't know, most people around here in this particular part of Oklahoma are pretty good about making sure they're not overgrazing real bad, but I don't know, it's just graze. There's cattle and there's graze things and fields, and I don't want my property to look like that. My property, we don't even want to know what it actually looks like, but right, what I want my property to be is like a permaculture type place. Even with the Hip Camps, I'd like to have some ponds, I'd like to have some a beautification to the point when people drive past my place, I want them to go, oh, look at that beautiful place. Look what God did with their place. That was my goal. And it is still a goal. But when it comes to the one overarching goal that I want to focus on, it's nothing as noble as that. And there's nothing as noble about wanting to make this place. I do want this place to be beautiful that people can enjoy when they're here. But my goal is I want to make money on my property. I want to make enough money to live comfortably and retire comfortably on this property right here. That's my number one goal. So that brings, then you get to thinking, okay, and I want a house. Oh my gosh, guys, I've never had a home of my own. And I have had one. I found the floor plans of the major part of the house. I want the main level, and I want a walkout basement. I've got designs on how to make it where I can have solar and I can have wind. Or if I can't have either one of them, I can try to keep cool or warm, whatever. The design that I have of this house, I can live comfortably in it, and regardless of the temperature in general, you know. So I have a lot of plans of it. And that's what another thing is too, and I was talking about that, I think, on the Fireside Freedom podcast the other night, that, so I was talking on the Fireside Freedom podcast the other night. Sorry, my dog's busted in here. So I'm hoping somebody will come and rescue me from it. Now that I'm like live on the air. Yeah, Candy's okay, but I feel like Brian Alexovich with his dogs rattling the camper and all that other stuff. These guys, and Beethoven, he's a big dog, and he likes to bust down the bedroom doors like, I'm here. It's like, well, yeah, but you can't be in here right now. So where the heck was I? We're talking about goals. So the house I want, I have it in my head. I really want this house. And I'm 60, guys. I turned 60 in August. And that's what I was saying too. I was thinking I could go faster on this mobile home, learn how to fix things and do things in this mobile home, but it's going so slowly that I'm going to be 90 years old. And another thing I'm having issues with is this mobile home, because it was only $2,500. I think it was built in 1998 or something. You know, mobile homes are not designed to last that long, regardless of how you look at it. And so, this place is falling apart faster than I can actually fix it. Even if I was going at a pretty good rate, it's falling apart faster than I can fix it. So I don't want to do that anymore. I'm going to finish the bathroom and get it done. I want to get a wood stove this year. I've already got the wood stove bought. I want to get that installed, so no matter what, I can get us through the winter, hopefully. And then after that, I'm going to start focusing on building a house. And I do not know what I'm doing, but I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to see what I can do. Now, I also, at the same time, I've got several things on the property that I want to build too. You know, and I need to know the chicken house. I need to build a turkey shop, and, you know, because now I've got these heritage turkeys. I want to keep them and take care of that too. There's a lot of things to go there, but I think I'm going to finish up this mobile home, and I'm going to start working on my house. And been you thinking, are you too old to build a house? Are you too old to set these kind of goals? And I don't think so, because I'm healthy. I work out. I eat good. I am overweight. I don't know. I've got one of those. If we go into a famine, this old lady, I'm going to live. It's all there is to it. There was times in my past that I had checked in less than $1,000 a day today and did not lose weight. So I don't know. So yeah. But I'm healthy. I'm strong and healthy, but you know what? Even then, even if I was only 30 or 40, even 50, you know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. So I may not get the house built, but it is still a goal. That's my goal, to build a house, because I want a house and I want to retire on this property. And so I don't, now, how old is too old? Well, how healthy are you? You know, let's think about it. Let's not even consider the tomorrow that's not guaranteed. Let's consider what your own mental health, physical health, emotional health, all of those things you got to keep in mind. If you feel like this is the end of your life, then unless you change that concept, it's the end of your life. You know, you just got to, but then they also say, you know, are you still fogging a mirror when you breathe? Well, yeah, but if you can't even physically get out of bed, or if you can't get on and off the toilet, or you have cognitive issues that you can't figure out which ways, nor not, you know, just different things. There are things to consider. And even if you're having some difficulties with some of that, if you're still alive, many of you can reverse that. Many of you, if you're struggling with specific ailments or thought process or something, as long as you're still alive, you can still reverse that. You can go from saying, I'm too old, I can't do this, I don't want to be doing this, to, you know, maybe I can't climb a ladder and get on top of the roof again, but I can climb steps and see and change the light bulb. You know, I can do something, you know, garden, whatever you feel like doing, and take walks every day, start taking care of yourself, start thinking about your life as the best you can. A few years ago, my mom, both of my parents have had strokes, and I have to admit that kind of plays on my mind quite a bit. And I think that's part of the reason why I try to stay as fit as possible. Even though when mom and dad had their stroke, mom was 65 when she had her stroke and she lost her right side. They were playing tennis 3 days a week for 2 hours a day. And so they were pretty fit too, you know, if you think about it. And then dad has had a stroke since then and he lost half his brain. Mom still gets up. Mom gets around, but she did say at one point that if I had known it was going to be this hard, I would have just wanted to die. Well, you know, it is hard. Life's hard. That's the way it goes. You know, I could tell you stories about some of the stuff I've lived through in my life, and life's hard. But if you let yourself go and let yourself died that slow, terrible death where you're going because you've been eating McDonald's all your life and eating wrong and doing all the wrong things, and you're going to kidney dialysis. Was it 3 days a week that you have to do that sometimes anymore? You know, if that's the life that you've chosen, even then you can reverse that. But when you choose to completely die, you're missing grandkids. You're missing the next sunrise. You're missing the next sunset. You're missing the magic of life that is all around you that you've forgotten to look for. So that slow death of just giving up on life is actually kind of pitiful. And I don't mean that to be mean at all, but you're still alive. You need to keep on living. So set a goal. I don't care what the goal is. Set a goal. Whatever fits within the capacity that you are now. Set that goal. Go through that one little thing. When you achieve that goal, don't stop back on your laurels. You still got another day. You got to create the next goal. You need to keep going. This is what God wants you to do with your life. He has plans for you that will keep you on this earth for as long as He wants you to be on this earth. But He wants you to enjoy yourself on this earth. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to honor and glorify Him. And if you're sitting there watching television going, I can't do anything anymore, then you're not glorifying God. So set the goals. And I don't care how old you are, You know, I've mentioned Tom's Aunt Frankie several times. She's 89 years old, and she has had to go through a few changes recently. She did move in with some family members, and she's actually happy with it and everything. But on her good days, she's out raking leaves. On her good days, she's cooking everybody's favorite noodles. You know, she does a chicken and noodle dish. It's like, oh my gosh, it is good. And so on her good days, she's getting up and she's living. And she is definitely a role model that a lot of us could be working towards, you know. So, no, I don't think we're too old to set goals. I don't think we are, no matter how old we are. If you're still breathing, if you still can get around, set a goal, guys. That's what I think. Okay, my story of the day. That was one of the things just before I went live one here. My daughter-in-law called me, and my youngest granddaughter is turning 1 year old next Thursday. And she's a beautiful baby. I know all grandparents say that, but she's a real cutie. And she's going to be her old. So my daughter-in-law's calling, telling me that we've got a birthday party next Wednesday night. So I guess I'm going to tell them at church that I can't help next Wednesday night, but hopefully it'll work out. But I'm going to go celebrate my granddaughter's birthday. But it did remind me, I've got 3 grandkids. My grandson is 20. Can you believe that? I have a 20-year-old grandson, and his younger sister is Kinsey, the granddaughter that I'm raising now. She's 16 now. And then we've got the 1-year-old. So that's a pretty big gap. So I remember I raised boys, guys. You know, you get dressed, run out the door, and I don't have to worry about it. But when I got to keep Kinsey's son when she was little, I don't know. I never knew how to put hair up or how to do that stuff. And you know how babies are, they don't sit still. So if I try to do the little dog ears, one of them be almost near her temple and the other one be almost on the back. And she had this cute little bathing suit. It looked like a little cow pattern, but it had some stripes that went across, little ruffle stripes. And I thought, okay, well, it's ruffle stripes. That's got to go across the butt. Because if you think about it, every little baby's suit, the ruffles goes across the butt. Nope. So I put that swimsuit on, and we went to some friend's house, and their swimming pool was stock tanks. Yep, we are in Oklahoma. And so, but they had a clean stock tank. But so they had all the kids in there playing. I put the swimsuit on Kinsey and sent her off. And then somebody came back and says, we think you put Kinsey's swimsuit on backward. And I went, what? Don't the ruffles go across the back? They go, well, we don't know. But the swimsuit is a racer back, you know, so it kind of comes together. And her little nipples were not inside the swimsuit. So I had to call her back. And she was not happy with me. She was 2 years old, but she was not happy with me because I thought it was funny and I had to take a couple pictures too. But yeah, I've had to learn a lot with Kinsey over the years. I still don't do her hair. She does her own hair, thank God. So that's kind of my story. I have a good time. I don't get to see Ivy, my newest grandbaby, very often. It's my fault. I stay too busy. I'm not a particularly good friend. If I'm your friend, you can't count on me to come visit. You can't count on me to call you. And it's the same thing with grandparenthood or whatever to either, you know, hey, if you want to come visit me, come on over, but I can't come to you. So, but I'm looking forward to celebrating little Ivy's birthday next week. It's going to be fun. And I am looking forward to it. Okay. So my creator of the day today is Ken Esch. He's the one that I was talking about earlier with the mastermind. Go to his website, constructiveliberty.com, and look on for the mastermind. If there's not anything on there, go ahead and send him an email and check into it, because he's getting a pretty decent little program together. And I liked it because it was cool, because not only was I listening to this audio every morning and getting my, because I listen to it whenever I'm doing chores in the morning. It's helping getting my mindset for the day and what's going on with it. But I was also able to contact Ken and say, hey, this is an issue that I'm trying to consider. This is what I'm trying to work out of my head. Can you help me to figure it out? And he was right on it. And so I really think that I'm going to do a lot of wonderful growth working with him and in his mastermind group. And I'm looking forward to meeting some more people that are in that mastermind group too. So his website is constructiveliberty.com, and he also has a podcast that he does, his Constructive Liberty podcast. I like it. He collects quotes just much like I do, and he uses them, and he specializes in the DISC assessment for personalities. And if you want to talk personalities, he's the one to talk to. So that's my creator of the day, and I really encourage you to check him out. I think I've covered everything pretty good. I'm looking at my notes again. Oh, I do want to talk about the income producing activity. I have a couple of things in mind, but I think I'm going to go to my old thing is fold card. Yeah, I'm going to do the fold card today. I'll have the link in the show notes down there. This is what I'm going to talk about, the fold card. And Fold is doing a special this month. So if you go use my link to go and sign up for the fold card, this is a prepaid debit card where you can pay for stuff, and every time you use it, that helps you stack satoshis, which is miniature pieces of Bitcoin. And so you are not literally buying Bitcoin, you're not necessarily spending it, you are earning satoshis by just everyday spending every stuff. Like you can set it up where you can buy things at Walmart. They have actually several companies that they have things set up where if you buy through them and have your fold card set up, that'll help you earn satoshis. But I believe the special that got going this month for every person that signs up under Fold, I get 500 satoshis, I think it's 500 satoshis, but you also do too. And so so they'll stack up, and that's not in that by itself is not a lot, is not a lot of actual US currency type money. But if you think about it, if you're paying groceries and things through Amazon and other people where you can set it up where you, anytime you use a debit card, if you use this prepaid debit card, it can stack up pretty fast. You can be earning satoshis as you go. And it's not going to cost you anything more, you know? So I encourage you to do it. Like I said, that'll be in the show notes. And if you want to go through my link, I would appreciate it. And share the wealth with people. So that's my income producing activity of the day. And I think that's it. Let me recap. You are not too old to set goals. If you feel like you are, reset your mind, do a different mindset, and try to get yourself together physically, emotionally, mentally. Get everything together, set some goals, even if they're miniature ones, and set a good goal and work toward it. Finish that goal, accomplish it, and set the next one. Guys, this is all we've got. Just like I talk about all the time, the dash. You've got the day that you were born and the day that you died. And this is what goes on your tombstone, if you think about it, is the date you were born and the date that you die. And that dash in the middle is your life that you lived. Make the most of that dash. Live. Live until you die, guys. This is all we've got. Set that goal. God bless. I'll see you next time.